Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I am Mike.
You sound different.
I do, yes, because I am from Transylvania.
You sound like a bad Dracula movie.
I am a very bad Dracula.
Or you sound like the Count from Sesame Street.
One! Yes, I do, kind of, don't I?
You do.
Yes, I want to teach you English.
If you don't know who the Count is, that's a Dracula character from an old kids' TV show.
Yeah.
And, he was a vampire.
Wasn't his name like Count Von County or something?
Something like that.
Like that.
Yeah. But yes, he was a vampire.
He was a vampire.
And
that's
vampires are from Transylvania.
Traditionally.
Traditionally.
Yes.
That's where we believe them to be from. That's where the myths and the legends come from.
The story of Dracula,
But today our article is called Transylvania, More Than Just Vampires.
Really?
Yes, apparently. I'm sure.
Werewolves? Witches?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm sure the people from Transylvania are sick and tired of saying...
We're sick and tired!
Yeah, when the conversation comes, oh, where are you from? Transylvania! And then people go, oh, vampires! They go, really?
I wouldn't even say that. I would just cover my neck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't drink my blood, you Transylvanian weirdo.
Leave my blood alone. But we're going to be talking all about this fascinating region today.
I think it's surprising to people if they've read and heard the vampire stories to find out that Transylvania is a real place.
Yes.
It's not a made-up place, like Hogwarts or something, you know, from a story. It's actually a real place.
No, it is very much real, and we're going to be talking about it all through the program today. We're not going there.
Oh. Maybe with the magic of green screen.
In our minds, we will travel there. Let's go ahead and get through today's article right now.
Reading.
Transylvania. More than just vampires. Most people think Transylvania is the made-up home of Dracula. However, it actually is a real place in Romania. Lately, the Romanian Tourism Board has tried to bring in tourists by playing up vampire tourism. Sighișoara, Transylvania, founded in the 12th century, is one of the most beautiful medieval towns left in Europe. It has towers, cobbled streets, old houses, and grand churches. It was also the home of Vlad Dracula, or Vlad the Impaler. He was a 15th century ruler, and the influence behind Bram Stoker's famous character, the vampire Count Dracula. Most people who visit Sighișoara come for the vampires and stay for the culture. In fact, the people of Sighișoara take its old world charm very seriously. There is even a medieval festival every year in the central citadel, a part of the city that is surrounded by a wall. Visiting Sighișoara is truly like going back in time.
The article begins today by saying something that Mike brought up in the intro. It says, most people think Transylvania is the made-up home of Dracula.
Right?
Yes, there you go. If something is made up, it's not real. Mm. It's something that somebody came up with in their imagination, in their mind. Mm. They just made a story. It's like, not a real story.
Like Hogwarts from Harry Potter.
That's made up.
Or Middle Earth.
Made up as well.
Or the United States of America.
That's real.
Really?
That's a place.
I saw that in a movie, though.
But it's below Canada. You're from Canada.
Yeah. No way.
I'm going to show you a map later. I'm going to prove this to you.
Wow. I thought that's where the Avengers live.
Also true. But we'll get to this later. Let's deal with Transylvania. It's real.
Okay.
It's really real.
And America is, too.
They think it's the made-up home of Dracula. Dracula, of course, is the vampire.
Yes.
The famous vampire that Mike was doing a very skillful impression of.
It was very bad.
There it is. There it is again. The voice, you've been practicing. Okay, but it is real. It is not made up.
Mm, yes. However, it says it actually is a real place in Romania. That's right, Romania. That country in Eastern Europe, which is kind of below Poland and Austria and above Greece and, you know, right over there in Eastern Europe. It's a real place. It's a region or a smaller area in the country of Romania. Lately, the Romanian Tourism Board has tried to bring in tourists by playing up vampire tourism.
Ah, okay.
Wow. So they want to bring some people to the country as a form of business making, as a form of money making in tourism. Tourism is the noun form of tourist, or at least what tourists do. If you are a tourist, you are traveling for pleasure, not for business or any other reason, just on a holiday, just for fun. So tourism talks about all the things that are built up around that kind of business. Hotels, travel, you know, tour buses, tours of museums and amusement parks and all that kind of stuff that people do when they're traveling for fun, spending their money just to be on vacation. That's all about tourism.
And then we're talking about the tourism board.
A board.
A board is a group of officials, and this can be in a company or a corporation. For example, a corporation will have a board of directors.
Okay.
Those are the people who are in charge of the company. And a board can also be like a group of advisors. They can be experts on a certain topic. This is the tourism board, so these are the people that are in charge of building up the tourism industry in the country of Romania.
Oh, okay.
They're the guys thinking, okay, how can we get more people to come to Romania and spend their money here?
Oh, so if you're watching TV and there's an ad that says, come to Romania, it's beautiful, you can do this, you can see that. That's all paid for by the tourism board.
Yes.
To attract people.
They're the ones that...
Part of the government.
They're the ones that come up with the slogans, like
Romania,
Malaysia, truly Asia, that
sort of thing. One.
That's always on TV.
Truly Asia.
And now it's in my head. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'll be there forever. I guess that they have a good tourism board.
Yes.
Because they're good at that.
They pay me very well.
They're trying to bring in the tourists. They were trying to bring in somebody or something. It means you're trying to attract people to a place. They're trying to attract people to Romania, of course, and they're doing this by playing up vampire tourism. What does it mean to play up something?
To play up something basically means to bring more attention to it, to make it more important than you might consider it. For example, if, you know, the Taiwan Tourism Board is trying to attract people, it will play up certain things that foreigners might be interested in. For example, the night markets or the beautiful mountain and natural scenery of Taiwan. Maybe they would play up the beauty of Kendeng to try to attract people to the beaches and stuff. So they're kind of bringing extra attention to that, making it a feature, making it seem extra special and interesting as a way of attracting or bringing in people and getting their attention.
And that's right. They're playing up vampire tourism. Mm. We've been talking about vampires, and those are the mythical creatures that they suck blood.
Yes.
They can turn into bats.
That's right.
They can control certain animals, like nighttime creatures.
They can turn into fog.
They can do all kinds
they
of
garlic.
Scary stuff.
They don't like to go sun tanning.
But they're interesting for tourists,
they
of course.
Are.
Yeah, if they get in sunlight, they melt or they burn. Or
and they live forever.
Yes, they are immortal. They live forever. This is all about vampire tourism and playing up vampire tourism. Mm-hmm. And to play up something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Yes.
Shortcut for you.
What's that?
It lists all my skills and work experience.
Are you trying to get a job?
Yeah, I'd like to make some money for my vacation.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going too well.
No, I haven't heard back from the job I applied for.
Let me take a look at it. Why does it say you've been training to go into space here? That's not true.
Well, I thought if I played up my science degree, it would make me seem like a better worker.
Well, if you're trying to play, this certainly is a good joke.
I'm not trying to play. Play something up means to try to make someone believe that something is more important than it really is.
So, play something up means 夸大某某某的重要性，渲染。 So, this isn't a joke.
Well, it's mostly made up, but I send it to a real company.
No wonder you didn't get the job.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about playing something up there, playing up vampire tourism in Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take a look at one of the places there. It's called Sighișoara, Transylvania. We had to look up how to pronounce that. We're not good at Romanian. But it was founded in the 12th century.
Wow.
And it says it is one of the most beautiful medieval towns left in Europe. If something is founded, it's when something begins. You can found a town. It's when the people first start living in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You can found a business.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes on businesses that are very old, they'll say when it was founded on the sign. It'll say like EST and then a year, like 1976. It means established or founded in that year. And we're talking about the 12th century. A century, of course, is a period of 100 years.
Yeah.
And we refer to those as like the 10th, the 11th, the 12th century.
Mm-hmm.
The 12th century would be like the year 1100 to 1199, I guess.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, that's that period of 100 years. And this is a beautiful medieval town. That refers to a period of time, correct?
That's right. Medieval time was from around 1000 to around 1400 or 1500, mainly in European history. When we think of medieval times, we think of kings, queens, knights, castles, people fighting with swords and bows and arrows.
And eating big pieces of meat with your bare hand.
Big pieces of meat. Kind of like if you watch the Game of Thrones show. Of course, that's not real history, but the style of that with the knights and people riding around on horses and fighting with swords.
And the meat.
And the meat, that's right. That was all kind of the medieval time. And then, of course, things changed and we moved into a different period of history. But, yeah, if you go to Europe and you like the castles and the knights and the kings and the suits of armor and all that, that's all medieval. So what would we see if we went to Sighișoara, this beautiful medieval town? Lots of good stuff. It says it has towers, cobbled streets, old houses, and grand churches. Wow, sounds really beautiful. So a tower is what you might see on the corner of a castle, very large structure made out of stone with little windows that you could shoot arrows through. It's where the king or the lord would concentrate all of his power. Cobbled streets, well, these are old style streets. When they didn't have the modern streets for cars, they used to make streets out of individual little stones. So cobbled streets are basically streets created with stone. They're kind of rough and bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to ride a bicycle on a cobbled street in the rain. It could be very slippery. But for horses back then, it was actually quite easy for them to walk because, of course, horses don't need the smooth roads that bicycles and cars do. So there you go. You'd see lots of really beautiful stuff in Sighișoara. But that's not all you'd see.
That's not all it says. It was also the home of Vlad Dracula or Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad Dracula.
Wow. Okay. Vlad the Impaler.
Mm.
Impaler means that you would cut somebody's stomach open.
No.
Yeah.
No. It means you take a stick and you put their body on the stick.
Oh, that's worse.
That's to impale someone.
Yeah.
He was a really gross, disgusting, awful man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought impaled meant something else. That's even worse
sometimes
than I thought.
They would put it through your belly, so you'd kind of be like a piece of
meat
for a barbecue.
Okay, that's probably where I got it from.
Ooh, here's the other one. Sometimes they'd put it up your...
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Like a squid on a stick.
Okay, so basically when I go to the barbecue stand, it would be like that.
Kind of like that. And
but
you know what
people.
He used to do? He used to make his dinner outside in the field, surrounded by a forest of people who had been impaled.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a really awful, awful person.
Interesting guy.
Yeah.
It says, in addition to all of this, he was a 15th century ruler and the influence behind Bram Stoker's famous character, the vampire Count Dracula. Okay, so this is back in the 15th century, the 1400s, in other words. And this guy, Vlad the Impaler, he was the influence behind this character. If you're the influence for something, it means you are the reason why somebody did something. Or in this case, it's the influence for a character. So Bram Stoker was a very famous writer, of course. Yeah. And he took a look at Vlad the Impaler, and he came up with this character, Dracula based on Vlad the Impaler. So
that's
he,
right.
He looked at all these things, all these terrible things, which Mike just talked about, and he put them into this character, which was a count. A count was somebody from the upper classes, almost like
a
royalty,
lord,
but
maybe related to the king somehow.
Just somebody who was rich, who had
very
a lot of
powerful
land. They would have servants. They might have had
knights,
slaves,
castles,
kind of people who worked for them, but didn't really get paid that much. And people who lived on their land had to give them money,
right?
That
yeah.
sort of thing.
That's
so this was a count and not a very good person.
No, exactly. Most people, it says, who visit Sigiswara come for the vampires and stay for the culture. So the vampires kind of attract the people. Ooh, let's go check it out. But once they go there, there's many other things to enjoy in Sigiswara. The culture is one of the main ones. Culture is the kind of thing that makes people in different parts of the world different from each other. The clothes they wear, the foods that they eat, the languages, religions, and holidays that they celebrate. All of that is culture. So you can have someone from Taiwan and someone from America, and well, they look kind of the same. But then when you find out who they are and what's important and what their family history, what their country's history, all of that kind of stuff, it's all about culture. And that's why people like to travel, to experience different cultures. It says, in fact, the people of Sigiswara take its old world charm very seriously. Well, that's good. They're protecting it. It's not just a fun thing for the people who live there. They know it's important. If you take something or somebody seriously, well, you're treating it in a serious manner. You're not being you're not joking about it and not considering it important. You're considering it to be very important and worth protecting.
There is even a medieval festival every year in the central citadel.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
A part of the city that is surrounded by a wall. Central just means in the middle of something. And a citadel is kind of like a fortress?
Yeah.
A part of a fortress?
The inner part of a castle. The strongest part of a castle.
And today's article concludes by saying visiting Sigiswara is truly like going back in time. It's like traveling into the past.
Hmm.
We're going to continue learning about Romania and vampires and all that good stuff on the next program. Before we leave you today, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, are you more interested in the vampire or medieval part of Sigiswara, and why?
Well, I think I'm more interested in the medieval part.
Okay.
I find history interesting, and often the real stories from history are just as interesting as something a writer has made up.
Sometimes more so.
Sometimes even more so. So vampires are cool. I don't really believe in vampires. I read the Bram Stoker book. Great book. Really interesting, but the whole idea seems a little impossible, but the castles, the knights, this festival, I think that would be great. And you could eat a big chunk of meat.
That's what I would be going for.
Yeah.
That's worth the cost of the
with
plane ticket
hands.
Right there with your bare hands.
That's right. Arr.
Medieval stuff is great. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to learn about.
Yeah.
Vampires are interesting,
vampires
too.
Vampires are cool.
But, of course, that's made up. The vampire stuff is made up.
Yeah.
Transylvania is very much real.
It's the real stuff.
We're going to continue learning about Transylvania on our next program. Until then, for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Protect your neck.
Transylvania, more than just vampires. Most people think Transylvania is the made-up home of Dracula. However, it actually is a real place in Romania. Lately, the Romanian Tourism Board has tried to bring in tourists by playing up vampire tourism. Sigiswara, Transylvania, founded in the 12th century, is one of the most beautiful medieval towns left in Europe. It has towers, cobbled streets, old houses, and grand churches. It was also the home of Vlad Dracula, or Vlad the Impaler. He was a 15th century ruler, and the influence behind Bram Stoker's famous character, the vampire Count Dracula. Most people who visit Sigiswara come for the vampires and stay for the culture. In fact, the people of Sigiswara take its old-world charm very seriously. There is even a medieval festival every year in the central citadel, a part of the city that is surrounded by a wall. Visiting Sigisuara is truly like going back in time.
Vocabulary Review. Tourism. Grace works in tourism. She gives tours of the city to groups of travelers. Found. I founded this company 20 years ago with only $100 in my pocket. Century. This house is very old. It was built a century ago by your great-grandfather. Influence. The writer's real-life experiences had a huge influence on her books. Culture. Megan wants to learn more about Japanese language and culture before she travels there. Central. The central position of the hospital means it's easy to get to from anywhere in the city.